Hi, this is Ralph Winterode with the Ralph Winterode Show, Truth Seeker from the far north. I'm sitting here today and looking out, and the snow is melting and spring has sprung. I think we're finally going to actually see some trees with leaves on, hopefully in another 3 weeks or so here. You'd think at least by the end of April, we ought to have something in Alaska. If anybody has any issues they'd like to call in today, well, I'd be sure and call in from the Republic Broadcasting Network. I think today one of the issues I'll talk about is how we get people so easily indicted and convicted. I started to researching that because I couldn't figure out how we get all these people indicted, like with the IRS or other issues of, you know, you look at it and anybody with any sense would say, well, how do they get this accomplished? And I have on my home page, you can go and look at it, and it's a great instructional thing on Just Belly. It's J-U-S and then Bell, B-E-L-L-I.com, J-U-S-B-E-L-L-I.com. We're supposed to have in a constitutional republic, an adversarial system, which is the probable cause hearing, precedes the inquisitorial, which is the grand jury. And then we go back to the Senate jury, which we then is the adversarial system again, of which we're supposed to have 12 of our countrymen sitting there. So in reality, what's supposed to happen is you don't get convicted of a crime unless you have about 24 of your countrymen. You have to have a true grand jury is 24 people, 23 there, one alternate. And it takes a simple majority of the grand jury to get it to the Petit jury, and then it requires an absolute all 12 people. So the question is, how do they pull this off? How do they hoodwink us out of our constitutional republic? And we get all these people indicted, and of course when they get to child custody, they take children away, and they don't even bother to go to jury. There's no real evidence. They just take your child. How they've done it, it's called a preliminary examination. What's supposed to happen is if it's a misdemeanor, most people don't know this, misdemeanors are only if somebody has first-hand knowledge of witnessing, first-hand knowledge, and they're actually making a citizen's arrest. That's what the police do, because the police have no police power anyway, but without going into that long thing, they're always charging people with misdemeanors. And the police officer is a professional at making citizen's arrest. So he is supposed to, if we really had a constitutional republic, he would make a complaint, and it would have to be under affirmation, but then what would happen is they would issue, either take you to jail, or they would issue a summons. And then you would go before a true judge, public officer, that actually has an oath of office to the Constitution of the United States. He's an independent judge. He's not bought and paid for like all of them are today. So you would go before this judge. Now, the person making the charge would have to come in and be put under oath. And he would have to testify to what he saw and the law that he thinks you broke. You then, at that point, the accused, have a right to cross-examine him. It's not a trial, but it's to see if there's any real evidence or if this guy's just making it up. So you then would have the right to cross-examine him. You also then would have a right to bring in any witnesses that you would have that could be helpful in your situation. Now, you don't have to testify in a true preliminary examination. But if you do testify in a preliminary examination, then the judge, because this evidence will be used against you, he was required to say, well, guess what? Are you sure that you really want to say that? Because this is going to be used. Did you misspeak? And you say, no, I didn't. But it's amazing, too, because this is on my homepage, and it's in the 1949-66-6-1, which you can get by going to my homepage and under A, ACLA. This is a great instructional how a constitutional republic should be set up. The grand jury is all there. Well, that was a short segment. We are going to break, and we'll be back in just a second.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
We're back from break. And I want to continue on here, and if anybody, this is interesting because if anybody's ever been arrested criminally, I'm sure you didn't have this happen. And I'm going to read right out of this. It's a real short statement here. When a defendant is brought before a magistrate upon an arrest, either with or without a warrant, on a charge of having committed a crime, not an offense, a crime, the magistrate must immediately inform him of the charge against him and the right to the aid of counsel before any other further proceedings are had. Do they do that today? Of course not. They all people in there all the time, and there's no counsel there. There's no assistance to counsel. They don't even exist anymore. They've been taken out of, they went out a long time ago when the Bar Association come in, because the assistance of counsel can actually challenge the whole system without losing the bar card, because he didn't have to be a member of the bar. And he actually is your champion. And, of course, they had to eliminate him, so now we have nothing but attorneys which, quote, represent you. And, of course, their highest allegiance is to the professional code of conduct. And that in Alaska, it came from the American Bar Association. There's 44 states have actually adopted it. There's some others that have something very similar to it. He's bound. His highest allegiance is to the professional code of conduct. It says right in there, you can't do anything against this. The Constitution or the laws of the United States or the laws of one of the several states is irrelevant. That's his. Oh, that's who he owes allegiance to. So then what happens is then you have the right to cross-examine this person that's made the charge. If it's a misdemeanor, that person is known as a private prosecutor. This is what's happening when the police show up. And they're sitting in your trial because you will notice that the police is always there on misdemeanors. And he'll have an attorney. And I try to get him thrown out when they try to go after me. And they can't because he is the person that's a private prosecutor. Well, obviously, if he had a real crime, why is he in there sitting listening to the prosecution, all the witnesses, and then usually he's the last guy up. He gets up and makes his story. Now, wait a minute. You have the exclusionary rule. Anybody that's a witness to a crime is supposed to be outside the door. So what's supposed to happen then? They would bring you in. You would get, if you don't have assistant to counsel, they would immediately, the magistrate would ask you for assistant to counsel. No, then they would dismiss or they would continue the case until you find assistant of counsel. Then you would have this person that has made this allegation, or if it's a crime, that's actually a felony, which does not require firsthand knowledge, they would have this person or persons or people come up and they would testify under oath, and you have the right then to ask them questions. Cross-examine them. Then if you have somebody that, if you want to testify yourself and you can bring in a limited number of witnesses, and it's not a trial, but you can say, well, no, I wasn't even there. I was over here, and you bring in a witness. Or you can make your own statement, or you can choose to remain silent. But if you do make a statement, then it is certified by the judge, and it can be used against you. And then this independent judge that is a true public officer of one of the several states with judicial power of one of the several states, he's not bought and paid for like today, like in Alaska, there's not one judge in all of Alaska that has an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. As a public officer. Not one. That's unbelievable. There's 41 little words in the, quote, Constitution of the state of Alaska. You know there's not one of them guys can get 41 words right? Not one. Now, of course, as a mere employee, they get it exactly on because that's all they are. They're funkies. So then this truly independent judge is supposed to make a determination to have you bound over to go before the grand jury. They even used to go before the grand jury on misdemeanors in 1949. It's serious stuff. And what they also used to do, if it was a misdemeanor, is they would require, depending on the judge, they would require the party that's making the charge on a misdemeanor as a private prosecutor post a bond. What if he just making up these lies? So that if you were damaged when you got through with the trial with the 12 of your people, you'd have some money to go after. So now you've left the adversarial, which they bypassed totally. So what they did, and the judge actually tripped me on that on my email list, they moved it out of the legislative venue and they moved it into a rule of court. You'll find that in most rules of court 5 and 5.1. And I went down here to a really high-powered attorney, actually a couple of them, that would like to see this change that I get along with and admire what I'm trying to do. And, of course, they know that they can't do it because they'll lose their bar card. But I went outside and I asked this one attorney, I said, this thing that they call a preliminary exam or a pre-indictment hearing in Alaska is not a preliminary examination. There's nobody put under oath to give any evidence. There's no... All they do is read the charge and against the guy, and then they will have somebody, usually the person that made the charge, depending on whether it's a felony or misdemeanor, call in and say, well, what do you think about releasing him on bond? And I said, what's going on here? He said, well, all this is to scare the person because we don't want to take the time up of the grand jury, is to try to scare them into some sort of a plea bargain. And yes, there's no preliminary examination. It's just all a ruse. And all they do is they just, the judge hears no evidence. He just reads the indictment off of a prosecutor that's repeating what somebody else told him. There's no even any first-hand knowledge. And nobody with any first-hand knowledge even shows up. Just some darn attorney. And so the next thing you know, this guy's going off to the grand jury. And here is the fallacy that's so important why you have to have the preliminary examination. If anybody has any children, you know absolutely that if there's a dispute between two children, you always get both sides of the story. Both sides from each one of them. And then you can make some determination with some intellect and come to and arrive at the truth. Well, when the grand jury does not hear your side of the story or does not have sworn testimony from there where they're being cross-examined and the law that they supposedly broke has to be disclosed, the grand jury is only hearing one side in today's world, like with the IRS. So the prosecutor comes in, and he's telling one side of the story, and people think they have a right to go before the grand jury. You do not, because it's an inquisitorial. It is not adversarial. They can sit up there, and they can just ask whoever they want, or usually they don't ask anybody. Sometimes they do, but they don't have to. People think they're right. Pardon? And people think that you have a right to go before the grand jury, and that's not so. You do not have a right, because it's inquisitorial. Now, if you stop and think a minute, there's actually, Supreme Court has ruled that the Social Security people have a right to conduct inquisitorial hearings. You have no right to present evidence. You're there, and they're just there to ask questions and make you confess, and it's exactly what these IRS does on books and records. Come on down. They have no police. They have no executive power, no power of anything, of any government. And you're supposed to go in there and be subjected to an inquisitorial hearing with no rights. And unbelievable. Because we don't understand how the system. And then a true grand jury, 12 out of the 23, will sign a bill, a true bill, or they can no bill you, but a true bill, and then that true bill is to be taken in front of the judge in an open courtroom, and the charge is read. And on the no bill, they throw it away. They throw away all the evidence, and there's no evidence of anything ever happening. They don't keep records then if there's no true bill. Then the next stage, of course, is if there is a true indictment with a true bill, what they do then, you're supposed to have a true trial by jury. Now, of course, in a true trial by jury, all inculpatory, which is evidence against you, all exculpatory evidence is to be made available to you. Now, that is Strickler v. Green. That's a Supreme Court case, 1999. Of course, like in Alaska, and it's the same thing on the feds, they do these motions in limine. But in Criminal Rule 16, the feds is there, Criminal Rule 16A, it actually states in there that they are going to protect. They're going to protect persons, effective law enforcement, and the court system. So the obvious question is, if I was going to trial, the only thing that is at issue to be protected is my fundamental rights, right of trial by jury of my peers. Why would anybody else need protection? And I have tried to get this. This is what it says right here, and I'm going to read it because it's real short here. It says here, discovery prior to trial should be as full and free as possible, consistent with the protection of persons, that includes the state of Alaska, it's a person, been ruled, effective law enforcement, and the adversary system. We are going to break, and as soon as we get back, I'll expand on that, and we'll see why people get convicted of crimes that they didn't even commit.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
This is Ralph, and we're back from break, and I'll continue forward here with the petit jury. We're supposed under the law, we're supposed to have a trial by jury of our peers. So, the first question again arises: only my inalienable rights are at issue, and the only the evidence for or against me is supposed to be presented in this trial by jury of my peers. So why would the federals, or on the state level, like in Alaska, why would the state of Alaska, the police, whoever they are, state troopers or Anchorage Police Department, whoever, and the adversary system, which is the judges and the attorneys, why would they need protection in my trial by jury? Why do they need protection? Actually, it's quite simple. Because they're all committing criminal acts. Judge has no oath. He has no office. He has no civil commission. The police have no bond. Mandatory, anytime you touch my life, liberty, it even says so in Alaska for the Alaska state troopers. There's supposed to be an official bond. Doesn't exist. He has no police power. He's just a hired goon. He's a member of a paramilitary organization. And like in Anchorage, Anybody that's ever been in the military, the Uniform Code of Military Justice is the thing when you sign up in the military. You've agreed to abide by that. And that's what they'll try you on. The Uniform Code of Military Justice in Anchorage is called Response Resistance with the Anchorage Police Department. Not even the defense attorneys can look at it. It's so secret. Remember, it's just unbelievable. So when you're sitting there and this policeman sitting there that made this professional, he's a professional making citizens arrest against you, and he's in there and you have this attorney, they have these professional code of conduct that these attorneys are bound by as their highest level of allegiance above everything else. That's what they're bound by. So now then, if you want to, quote, hire one of those attorneys to represent you because you can't appear in your proper person, and I'll get to that in a minute, you are giving him a power of attorney, and he is allowing you to do four things. It says here, the plea to be entered, you're allowed to change. He's going to listen to you to what plea you want entered, whether you want to waive a jury trial or not, whether you will testify, and whether you will appeal. That's in the professional code 1.2, and it's almost identical in every one of these professional code of conducts. You're allowing him to do four things. And if you read further in, he does not have to, the defenses that you would have, he is under no obligation to bring them forward. And it also says that if anything of a contract over $500, he has to have a contract, and he has to explain, he has to tell you the things that he cannot do. They won't do it. They won't sign a contract, because I have a contract that I proffer to these guys. They won't even touch it, because they look at it and say, oh, man, I ain't going there. That'll expose what I'm doing. And their professional code, they even in Alaska have an affidavit to make sure that these guys, under the penalties of perjury, are bound that they can't go out of it. The judge is an attorney. Has to be in Alaska. And they're supposed to turn each other in. If you see one of your, quote, brothers over there in the bar doing something he's not supposed to do. So now how many people do you think are going to lose their livelihood after all the money, time and money they went through the law school getting brainwashed on procedure are going to surrender that? It's not going to happen. Most of them don't even know it. That's what's even sadder yet. I thought that all these attorneys were in on it, and after seeing some of them in action, most of them are clueless. They're not taught law. So like in my file that I had in there on a, quote, suspended license, which was long over, I could have went and got one anywhere. They must, every state, every federal jury, they must ask the petit jury, what capacity are you here? And how they ask, is everybody here a citizen of the United States? They usually ask it in the other way. Is there anybody here that's not a citizen of the United States? So it requires no action affirmative by the people sitting on the grand jury or on the petit jury. Well, they went through this, and in mine, I impeached the whole jury. They don't even know what it is. I mean, under oath, they just swore that they are, and they don't even know what it is. And I rely on trial by jury. If people swear, they false swore to be something, and they don't even know what they swore to, I impeached them all. That's perjury, by the way, in Alaska, is a Class B felony. Title 18, 9/11 is 3 years in the pokey. They don't even know what they swear to. But it sounds so deliciously correct, and my neighbor is doing it. Get benefits, we sign up under the Social Security, we sign up to be a registered voter, are you a citizen of the United States? And, well, I mean, my neighbors are doing it. It must be real. And if you agree to that, you have just surrendered, but you're going to be tried with people that you have surrendered and waived all of your fundamental rights. All of your inalienable rights. And that's what I have been tracking down, is to try to get to the core issue of what is the problem. And I hear the music, so we'll continue with that after the break here at the bottom of the hour, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Well, we're back from break. And let me continue on here doing a brief overview of why they convict people, why the innocent people end up being convicted. Now, in Strickler versus Green, which is a 1999 case, and I'm just going to read a couple little short segments out of the holding of the Supreme Court. It said, the suppression by the prosecution of evidence favorable to the accused upon request violates the process where the evidence is material either as to guilt or to punishment, irrespective of the good faith or the bad faith of the prosecution. That's Bradley versus Maryland. And it says here, it says, we have since held that the duty to disclose such evidence is applicable even though there has been no request by the accused. They all the time in these issues, oh, well, you got to ask for discovery, then you got to pay for it. No, Supreme Court held otherwise, but of course their whole deal is, we'll take it up on appeal if you don't like what we're doing. Okay, we got a call from Gary in Tennessee. You want to go ahead? Hello, Tennessee.
Hello, Paul. How are you doing?
This is Ralph.
You never cease to amaze me with your knowledge of the law. I'm 65 years old, paid in Social Security all my life, and that's the only thing I got to support myself with. And
much to live on, is it?
I do pretty good on $700 a month, believe it or not. I have learned how to go into the bare bones survival mode, I guess you might say.
Well, I tell you what, when I started working at the age 20 for a utility company in Colorado, I sat down and I figured out that if I took that money, which is just the interest rates at that time, that by the time I hit 65, I would have had $250,000. Now, the people within the state of Alaska, people don't even know that work for the, quote, state, they don't pay into Social Security. In 1980, Congress made it to where any of the states or municipalities could opt out, and Alaska is the only state that did. And so that money goes into an annuity, which is their money, which the state of Alaska matches. They put it out on the stock market and other areas. And those people, when they retire, not only do they get the retirement from the state of Alaska, they also get maybe from $250,000 to $1 million in cash. And if they're old enough, it's tax-free. Now, like the judges, their retirement in Alaska is set up in 15 years, they're millionaires. Guaranteed. That was back about 10 years ago.
I've been wanting to pull out of the U.S. citizenship category, go into my other political status, but the Social Security thing has got me stumped. How do I get my money back?
You're not going to get your money back from this entity because it's a trust that's actually set up. It's not a contract. I'm going to be doing this myself. I just haven't quite got to it. I'm working on getting all the documentation together, and I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do it and say, this is the way to do it. Get out, because you cannot deprive me of my fundamental rights. And even though you tech me and you force me, because when I went to work for Public Service Company in Colorado, which has now been sold off, they said, you have two choices, Ralph. You either sign up, or we can't hire you.
Well, that's what I was told when I was a kid. You've got to have the Social Security number in order to work, and you have to pay taxes in order to work, and you've got to do the 1040 and all that, which is constructive fraud on their part, not full disclosure, et cetera, et cetera. And I never saw on that Social Security form anything about me signing away all my inalienable rights and all the other stuff. I don't know where, it's like hidden terms of a contract, which I guess the government gets by with that type of stuff, but they'd throw me in jail if I conducted business with another person in that manner. But basically what I'm getting from it is if I pull out of the system as a U.S. citizen, I just basically lose my Social Security and starve to death.
That's what I'm going to take these guys on with, is the fact that just because you tricked me, I still have a right to have my fundamental rights, and you forced me into this, and by golly, you're going to still cough up the money and the, quote, benefits, but where did I acknowledge and sign away that my fundamental rights were going to be surrendered and waived into something that I was forced into without my knowledge? That's what I'm going to take on. I'm going to get out there, and we're going to do battle, and that's going to happen here in the next couple months.
Well, when I signed that thing up, it was called an insurance policy or retirement thing. It didn't say anything about a trust fund. And then, of course, the government, they've stolen all the money out of the trust fund, put in worthless IOUs that aren't worth nothing. So they've done stole the money anyway.
That's absolutely true. Now, it's all... You know, it's a terrible thing to say in our country, and I do not make this allegation lightly, but I'm telling you what, the highest concentration of people committing treason, according to the Supreme Court definition of when two or more people collude together to deprive me of my fundamental rights, and I present the law, and they proceed forward with force against me, that's called waging war against the laws of the United States, and the Supreme Court back in the early 1800s says that's treason.
Well, you know, we were declared enemies of the state, which is the corporate state of the United States, I guess back in the 1933 Trading with the Enemy Act, they hijacked the government, both state and federal, and substituted corporations, which was not voted on by the body of politics, so the whole thing's phony to begin with. But is there any hope for somebody that is drawing Social Security to get his rights back?
Yes, there is. And like I say, I'm going to go do it because the way that I'm looking at this, number one, we don't want a civil war, because if we have a civil war, number one, they got all the guns, the big guns, and then we're going to lose everything that's ever down there because the general populace and all the politicians we have today, they have no clue to what's going on. So we want to preserve what we have, and we have a peaceful remedy. And one of them is to expose these guys, is to get a hold of divisions of elections and start demanding elections for the citizens of the several states and start depopulating this dang pirate ship one pirate at a time until we can get enough up there to take our country back. But it's not going to be an easy battle, and that's why I'm working on, though, because it's got to be so that the person or the people understand how and what the damage is by claiming this fictitious status versus where their inalienable rights come from our Creator, and that's between me and him, and we all have them, regardless of our color, or regardless of whatever we want to claim to be. We all have them. And we got to learn how to fight for them. And just like in the movie V for Vendetta, we got to look in the mirror, and because they want us compliant, complacent, and they're going to take care of us from the cradle to the coffin. We're here to help you.
The Pledge of Allegiance is to the Republic for which it stands, and now all at once this U.S. corporation appears.
Another ruse is the Pledge of Allegiance. Do you know that there is no flag of the United States of America?
Well, Congress. It's a civil flag.
Now, back in 1818, they actually had an act before that. It is the flag of the United States, no of America behind it. See, it's really difficult to understand when you want to use United States of America or you want to use United States.
I know the whole thing's confusing. They made it that way on purpose.
If you really wanted to state it, and I don't, because I was in the military, and I still get a feeling in my throat when the flag comes along. But
I get my goosebumps when I see the American flag and hear the anthem at play. But it has nothing to do with the corporation in the United States.
Well, that flag is truly stated, but I don't ever do anything to, that's not the proper place when the flag is there, to dishonor the flag. It's all we have right now until we can get our constitutional republic back, but I do not say the Pledge of Allegiance, because technically it's an act of treason, because I'm pledging allegiance to a flag that's not the flag of the United States. That's what Congress said. And that's the flag of the several states with a star for every one of the several states. I guarantee you there are not 50 of the several states.
Every court I've been in has got the gold fringe around it, and we all know what that means.
Yep, that's another issue again. The problem is our birthright, it's our status, and just like it says in the Bible, our people die for a lack of knowledge, and until we understand, it's called jus soli. When you are born on the land, a birthright, citizenship, that attaches to you. In this,
I would like for you to go to Greg Zemanski's website, arcticbeacon.com. About halfway down that website, there's a big yellow advertisement for a CD put out by Terry Lee.
Huh?
And he goes in and gets his name changed using hyphens and colons and upper and lower case, non-adversarial case he files, and gets his Christian name back. And then he goes in and files another paper that his signature is annexed, and it's a document that goes along with his signature stating what that signature means and how it's to be used and everything. I think you might find that CD quite interesting.
I've done a lot of research into names, praenomen and nomen and agnomen, all this stuff. The real issue, you said on, you tripped on a couple of interesting words, and for some reason people haven't got it yet, is Christian names are composed of proper nouns or proper names.
Names of things.
Proper. Okay, they're proper nouns or proper names, and you go to unabridged dictionary, and most of them will say only the first letter is capitalized. You can get on the internet, go look government style manual, and it says proper names, and it shows only the first letter is capitalized.
Actually, a name is given to an object that is owned by someone else. That's another definition. I don't know if that's in Black's or in Webster's old dictionary back in the 1700s, but bottom line is, I think this is going to be settled sooner or later, gun barrel to gun barrel.
Well, I'm hoping not, and I have solutions, real solutions, just like the Real ID Act that they're trying to come out with, and I'm going to get a letter composed here in the next couple of days. I'll do that over the weekend, put it out on my internet or my email list.
Yeah, I've been.
You know, you could put one sentence and put these guys on the spot in the Real ID Act, is this act has no application to the citizens of the several states that are domiciled within the several states. That's it. And then ask Congress and all these guys, is this true or not?
I'd like to email you. I got your website stored on in my computer here, and I'd like to email you sometime. I'd like for you to send me everything you can.
Well, get on my email list. I have three email lists off of the homepage, and I have one for a $120 donation.
Yeah, well,
and if people can't afford it, you just let me know, and I'll put you on the list, and I actually send out the attachments with documents so you don't even have to go look them up. Because one of the things that just irritates the heck out of me is there's a lot of people putting out information, and then they don't put out the information where they got it, so I can't validate it. And if you can't validate it, why would I believe them?
Yeah, I understand. I'm just trying to struggle on $700 a month, and so I really can't afford justice in this country.
Yeah, well, send me an email. I'll put you on the list. It's Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, at JustBelly, J-U-S-B.
I got your address. I got your website. I've been to your
website. Okay, well, just send me a private email, and then you can get the stuff. You can take a look at it. And if you want some of the other stuff I've done in the past, I'll send it to you. Just let me know, and I'll... send it out.
Help the old man out. I'd appreciate it. I don't want to die a slave.
There you go. Okay, well, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, fact is stranger than fiction. And if we want to live in a fictitious world where we have given a full power of attorney, unlimited, okay, we have another call here. Fred in Philadelphia, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with your research, Ralph, and I want to get to a point where I can really confirm what you're saying. You talked about police being basically paramilitary or part of a military organization. And I can confirm that to the extent that I came across a prosecutor's manual for court-martial's manual for prosecutors, and the regular manual that you may be able to access does not list the internal territory of the United States as being possibly enemy territory, but the prosecutor's manual list the population and the land of the United States as being, the authorities could designate that as enemy territory. So the prosecutorial side of the military really goes on its own rules, and I really don't really think that they are operating under any kind of rules. Now, that's military, but I think civilian, I think there's a lesson to be learned also because they seem to model their operation after the military.
Oh, they do. I tell you when I first discovered it. We had an Alaska State Trooper. By the way, he He finally, because he used to, he likes to beat up on people. He finally got nailed up here in a $1 million lawsuit. He had somebody actually caught him, I think, on video tasering somebody that was already handcuffed. His name is Eric Spitzer, and I sat and I listened in the trial, and he, under oath, lined it out that we are paramilitary. We use the use of force continuum, which you will find in that's usually a standard word all over in the police. And their definition of force is a level of force to get you to submit. Mm-hmm. By the way, that is on my homepage under the Alaska State Troopers. And so they start off with the lowest level of uniform. That's their show of authority. Their badge means nothing. They don't have badges. That's out of Cracker Jack box. The next level is military, is orders. Get against the core! And the next one is soft hand techniques. The next level is stuff like pepper spray and that sort of thing. And then the next thing that they do is it goes up to tasers and their hold, and then it goes up to guns. And they are free to use any level of force required to get you to submit. And how they get away with the killing people, they could kill you in cold blood. And here's the game. They teach them this. I was in fear of my life.
Well, you made so many true points, and the word I'm using is true. For people listening, you really are telling the truth, and I want to get to...
Hold over. We're going to go to break.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Well, we're back from break. And did that caller hold over or not?
Yeah.
Okay, are you there yet?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me now? Okay. How long have you been on the air, and how long have you been in this slot?
I have just started with the Public Broadcasting Network here, I think about, it's probably about a month now, I think. I'd have to go look and see. It hasn't been very long.
Okay. Well, you're coming through extremely well in the East, and you really have like a laser-like concentration on these definitions and on what we can what we should expect as far as you know, what the expectation is on protecting our basic rights. I haven't really come across anybody who can do it like you can.
Well, thank you. I've spent a lot of time. What I did is I made a list of all the things they had to overthrow. They had to overthrow our sovereignty. They had to overthrow the laws of the United States. They had to overthrow the District Court of the United States, the Circuit Court of the United States, Supreme Court of the United States. I made a list, and I started to say, okay, how did they accomplish these things? And you take one at a time, and I kept tracking. I said, there's got to be, it's like a detective thing. There's got to be a common thread here, and every road leads back to 1866, to the Civil Rights Act, where they made everybody, they made the Negroes or the Black Americans, Africans, they changed slave masters. They changed them from the Southern plantation owners to being under Congress. And then they overthrew the several states by making them have new constitutions. They usurped executive and judicial in 1866 and 1867. They went after the laws of the United States, and they didn't quite pull that one off. And in 1878, they had to back off. And so I just started from that, and it's all about our birthright. And until we understand who we are, that we have fundamental rights, we're citizens of one of the several states, we are not citizens of the United States, because if you do that, you've given a full power of attorney to your senator.
Yeah, and I would like to just chime in on the fact that executive orders and executive agreements, both of which can be stamped secret by the president, are extremely abused.
Well, see, all of these things follow behind the second government that's outside the Constitution. They can do anything they can get away with.
Yeah.
And they're getting away with almost flat-out murder. I mean, they literally can snatch children, put people in jail, and you have no remedy. I can guarantee you there are no courts with any power, judicial power of any of the several states. They don't exist.
Yeah, and you have the, when you talked about the lawyers, they are, I mean, this is something that is really, it's weaved in and out of that narrative going back to the 19th century. The extra powers that they have as people, they're just people, Ralph. They're just,
I know, well,
just people, but they are now more powerful than at any point in our history, these attorneys.
Well, we need to take the power back, because the power is in it resides in us. The problem is us. Look in the mirror, just like in V for Vendetta, and when you understand who you are, we need now to peacefully start exerting our power. I am not a citizen of the United States, and this is who I am, and we're going to have elections, and we're going to get the real folks back in there that have real offices with real bonds and all that to back it up, performance bonds when they break the law.
Well, I'm going to keep calling, so I'll be in touch with you, Ralph.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. So we're getting real close to the end of the hour, and I'm going to go over more of this construct so that hopefully people start to understand the problem. And we'll see you Monday.